fresh from its triumphant run aboard the Queen Elizabeth and celebrating its 80th anniversary. So the Sydney Musical and Opera Society has been running a production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel in concert, which is set to be played at Glen Street Theatre and the Pavilion Performing Arts Centre. And bringing a bold and striking twist on the Rodgers and Hammerstein classic, the person behind it all is known for her acclaimed work with Hayes Theatre Co.'s The Producers and Little Legs Collective's take on Metropolis. I've got Julia Robertson here on the line with me from the Sydney Musical and Opera Society. How are we doing, Julia?
I'm well, thank you, Max. How are you?
No worries. Thank you for my patience. Thank you for being patient with the long-winded intro. But
You sound very good. I like it.
No, it's all good. Thank you. So I guess my first question, right, it says that they talk a lot about giving a bold new vision and being original and all of that. What makes your production of Carousel different from all of the others?
Well, look, so we're going by the Carousel in concert script, which is a slightly truncated version. So it takes out a lot of the fat in the scenes, and it kind of pushes really quickly from song to song. And you have the parts of the script are there just to carry you through the story. So it's quite a whirlwind. If you don't know the story of Carousel, it is one of, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein's darker works, and it was certainly a new thing to do with musicals during that time, as they were all much, much lighter, and the concept of things like an anti-hero or portraying the things that are portrayed on stage was not really a thing that happened. So
okay.
It's very this version as well, so it is in concert, but we do stage it like a production. I think with a work like this that is so earnest and is so complex in its emotional dexterity, even in the music, it just felt wrong to sort of have it as a stand and sing experience. So we have staged it, but we still have our 25 strong orchestra as the centerpiece. So they will be on stage with us,
which is
really awesome. And then we have a beautiful, ginormous scrim that has the illustrated projections by Ian Stark, which sort of echoes traditional painted stage cloth, but they gently shift and move.
So you've got a very busy stage then with the actors and...
Exactly. We have 23 orchestra. In our cast and 25 in the orchestra. So
yeah,
it's a big gig.
Yeah,
amazing to be able to move so quickly between things because we have the bodies to do it.
Sure. Yeah, no, that makes complete sense. I mean, it just sounds very crowded, but that's okay. So you mentioned the orchestra. How does it enhance, I guess, the auditory qualities of Rodgers and Hammerstein?
It's just so rare that we get a full orchestra experience these days, especially in independent sort of work, so, especially at these venues.
Yeah,
so
sure.
It's just so such a privilege to be able to hear the music as rich as it deserves to be heard. I mean, when they wrote it, they almost doubled the size of a regular orchestra on Broadway at the time. So they knew they were being particularly sort of audacious, but they felt that it demanded that kind of sound. So to be able to do it with 25 is just such a blessing. And you can really then hear the complexities in the music and draw out that emotional depth because they were so clever with it all. And I think, you know, even Richard Rodgers said that it was his favorite score.
Right, okay. So, I mean, I'll sort of build on that. So Carousel turns 80 this year, having been released in 1945. What do you think makes it still relevant today?
Yeah, look, it's about a couple who live in a small town who are sort of stuck in a cycle of poverty and of generational trauma, and it's both very small and very big, and I love those stories that take a really intimate story and say a lot about the world. And I think this is, you know, it's still a relationship that feels real and feels relevant and feels like it's still happening now. You know, it's a show about the societal pressure of women to be forgiving and toxically positive and about men being tortured and us accepting them for who they are. It's a show about squandering second chances and about them not being any easy way out to life. And it's, yeah, it's real and it's complicated, but it still presents a world that demonstrates potential to reward those who are honest and who work hard, no matter what your circumstances.
Yeah, fair enough. And how has building on sort of the themes? I love how we keep building on from question to question. I love how this is working. This is good. You've mentioned sort of the story beats and everything else. You've got a couple NIDA graduates on the playbill as some of the actors and actresses. How has it been working with them to bring something so complex to life?
It's wonderful. I mean, this show in particular, and what the society has done really well is bringing together people from loads of different performing backgrounds and different generations of artists who really share a love for this music. But getting to give some young up-and-comers a shot at a show like this, and also just to get them to stretch their wings vocally, is such a pleasure. It's very rare that we get to hear this kind of work, because so much of our new musical interest is pop, and we don't get these sort of much more classical works. And so to give, you know, a 19, 20-year-old who's hungry for this kind of music and has the vocal chops for it, to let them really stretch their muscles is such a pleasure. And to watch them discover their love for it and learn from it. You know, I've learned so much from Rodgers and Hammerstein. And I think the whole industry has. They transform the way that we see and do musical theatre. So, sharing in that love has been just a pleasure.
Sure. And, I mean, you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein or what's the other one? What's the other major musical duo? I'm blanking here. I mean, what would you prefer, Rodgers and Hammerstein or what's his name? Gilbert and Sullivan.
Pick one. I can't. I think it's so wonderful the chance to just, you know, I just did The Producers. You know, something like Mel Brooks is wildly on the other end of the spectrum.
Oh yeah,
Carousel.
Yeah.
But that's the joy of my job, and I get to learn these completely new worlds and fall into work that is so detailed in its own form. And someone like Mel Brooks is you know just as dexterous and talented and incredible as Rodgers and Hammerstein, but does something totally different. So I can't possibly choose between the greats. I think they're all wonderful to learn from everyone.
That was my gotcha question. No worries, Julia. And one last thing. What's it been like having to adapt the stage play from being played aboard a cruise ship to much smaller venues in the Glen Street and the Pavilion?
Look, they aren't too much smaller. The cruise ship theatre it's beautiful theatre that they sort of imitate those old theatres in London. And Glen Street is probably the only one, is just maybe a little bit smaller, but only by a metre or so. So it just comes down to being really on top of our choreography and things like that. The pleasure of not having a set means that we sort of get to create these worlds with our ensemble and with bodies and with relationships. And I really enjoy that. It ceases to become, you know, that fuss of getting stuff on and off and, you know, trucking things or flying things, and just becomes more about the people themselves. And we have a cast who have created a really beautiful community and a really beautiful village on stage. Yes, it is adapting to various venues, but they are, I think they're equipped enough now to be able to do that.
Oh, excellent. I'm sure I'm sure lots of people listening would be quite interested to go and see it. Well, thank you for coming on, Julia.
Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. And, we'll be popping details to that up on the website after the show. So thank you.
Thank you.
No worries. Bye. That was Julia Robertson there talking about her new production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel in Concert. And it's sure to be quite interesting. We'll be popping details for that up on the website after the show.